Pesach Chodesh Nissan Tovshin Pei. Every year we know that the Seder of the Magal Hashanah first is Purim and Adeloyoda and Venahapachu and Hepech of Seder. And then we get to Chodesh Nissan, we clean ourselves sterile. Everything has to be totally clean, totally sterile. And we start with a new Seder. How much more so this year we're connected to the Pesach of Yetzias Mitzrayim. By the Pesach of Yetzias Mitzrayim, the Rabbeinu Shloilam said, "Va'atem al teitzu ish mi Pesach beisay ad boiker." And wow, dafka this year, the situation for the whole world and avada for Gantz Klal Yisrael is "Va'atem al teitzu ish mi Pesach beisay ad boiker." No, we have to know we're in a matziv where by the Pesach of Yetzias Mitzrayim, the Eibishter was Pesach al botei b'nei Yisrael, and because he was Pesach al botei b'nei Yisrael, there was a situation where taka. He was mavchin and loynosan lamashchis lingoif only to, and made a chilik between the yidden and the goyim. And the situation we're in now is not that. We're in a geferlicha situation of a magefa. But we have to know that as we're preparing for Pesach, to focus on the chilik of how miyuchid is, even if we're not able to be with a minion even, but to remember the chashivas of what it is to be a yid and the chashivas of what it is of the va'atam al teitzu ish mi Pesach beisoy, that each one by his mezuzah and his mashkoif to make a seder, to make a statement with his family, to be able to shtel avek a yitzias Mitzrayim, chayiv odem liris atzmei ki'ilu yotzami Mitzrayim. Efshar, I want to focus on one nekuda from the seder, the kaira. It's brought down in the Ber Heitev, he brings from the Arizal, and that's what most of Klal Yisrael does, that the tzura of the kaira of the seder is with three matzis, and the Arizal explains that the three matzis, koyin levi Yisrael, but also is chochma bino vadas, in the Cheshbon of Eser Sfiris, the three matzos are Chochma Bina Vadas. And then on the Kair itself, there are six things. Zroya B'yamin is Chesed. Beitza B'smoil is Gvura. Moror is Tiferes. And then it goes on, Vaita, the Chazeres, and the different things on the Kaira. There are six things on the Kaira that are connected. Chesed, Gvura, Tiferes, Netzach, Hoid, Yisoid. And then the Kaira is Malchus. The Tzura of the ten Sfirois. Again, there's the Chochma Bina Das of the three Matzois. There are the six things on the Kaira. And then there's the Kaira itself. The Kaira is Malchus. Corona. Karen. Karnoi Shel Melech. The Kaora represents Malchus. First of all, you have to know when it says Morar is Tiferes. It's fascinating. The Sforum explained, Dafka from Morar, Dafka from bitterness comes the Tiferes. Tiferes is the Mizug of Chesed and Gvura. Morar, the Sforum explained, is Gematria Moves. Without Mavis, there wouldn't be a Tam for Chaim. Without Moror, there wouldn't be a Tam for Chaim. And what's more, coming out of Golos, Vayoytzi Hashem Oysa Misivlois Mitzrayim. Only after they were Soivel in the Golos, when they were Soivel, and Vayoytzi Hashem Eschem Mitachas Sivlois Mitzrayim. When you have the Moror, and that's Memazig you, that prepares you to be able to go out of the Golos. And again, the Kaira, with its matzahs and the ten thing and all the ten things together is connected, the ten spheroids. The Emes says, L'umaseh, we have the ten petitim. This is all brought down in Shulchan Aruch, the Ber Heitev brings, that there's a minik to put dafka, ten petitim. The Ramah brings to put petitim, but the Arizal says there's ten petitim, it's connected to ten klipois. And then connected that on the Leila Seder, we're going to have the ten chalokim, and I want to focus on the Kaira. The Kaira is Malchus. It's fascinating. The letters Kaira, Kuf, Ayin, Resh, Hei, if you look at the letters after Ka'ira, after the Kuf is a Resh, after the Ayin is a Pei, after the Resh is a Shin, and after the He is a Vov, which is Shofar. It's not an order, but it's the letters of Shofar. The letters after Ka'ira, hidden behind the Ka'ira, is the Shofar of Malchius. There's a Machloikis if B'Nissen Nivra Ha'olam or B'Tishrei Nivra Ha'olam. Nissen is also a Rosh Hashanah. And the Bechina of Rosh Hashanah that's in the Kaira represents hidden behind is the Shofar. There are many times when we have this concept that the thing that's hidden behind the letters, the Emes is Yud Kei Vovke is the shame of Kodesh Baruch Hu when he's Mezgale B'Oifen of Chesed. But hidden behind, sometimes when it's Behester, the Sforum explained that the letters behind Yud Kei Vovke is Kof Vov Zayin Vov. But the Sforum say, the Zayin Vov, Gamzu L'toiva. There's a different madrega. There's a madrega of Kol Ovid Rachman Letav Ovid. But there's also a madrega of Gam Zu Letoivi. Even the hidden part that's behind the Yud K Vov K is the Chof Vov Zayin Vov, the Zayin Vov. Gam Zu Letoivi. Another place where we have it, I know there was a big trask about whether you're supposed to kiss the mezuzah or not kiss the mezuzah because of Corona. You have to know, it's not brought down in the Gemara. The Rama brings down a minig in Hilchas Mezuzah in Yeridaya to touch the mezuzah. Over there it's brought down from the Arizal that when you touch the mezuzah with your middle finger, you then kiss your middle finger. And he says you're supposed to touch where it says Shakai. Because the letters after Shakai, Shin, Dalit, Yud, the letters after Shin, Dalit, Yud, is Taka. That it should give a makkah to all the bad things. Everything that needs a makkah, we should be able to give a makkah to. We should get a makkah. Kol ha-makkah shasamti b'mitzrayim lo yasam elecha. That's again such a concept. But al kaponim, we have to focus that the Ka'ira on the Leila Seder is representing for us the inyan of Malchus. And that's the letters hidden behind it is Shofar. And that's why the Sfarim explain, on Leila Seder, we wear a kittel. The kittel represents Rosh Hashanah, it represents Yom Kippur also, it represents those days when there's a total cleansiness, a total sterileness, but you know what? It goes also to the highest Madrega. The Sfarim say, you know, there are in the 10 spheres, but then the highest level is 50. When do we have 50? Kol Nidre and Kol Chamira the night before Bedikas Chometz. We also have Kol is 50. And then on Pesach night also, we don't have it this year. Everyone has to be in his own house. But we're supposed to say it, and we're supposed to mean it. Kol Dichvin. The Kol, once again, that Kol represents the full Shleimus of Shaifus with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Darga HaChamishim. The Darga HaChamishim, the highest level possible. We pick up the Kaira. We lift up the Kaira because we want to lift up and connect to Malchus. The emesis Kaira is Gematria is 10 less than Shechina. We have to Shtel Tzu the 10 Dibres and the 10 Makas, and then we get that the Kaira is 375, then it gets to the level Taka of Shechina. Because when we get to that level, then, you know, it says even on Pesach, we give it Egoizim, Mechalkin Kloyes Vegoizim to the Kindalach. On Rosh Hashanah, we say not to eat Egoizim. Egoiz is Gematria Chait, and it's no good. Because on Pesach, it's even a higher level. It's Tshuva Me'ava, and it's at a level of Zedoinus Nasin Schuyois, and it's a level when you could even be Mechalik Egoizim to the Kindalach. So that's what we have to be focused on. Then on Leil Rosh Hashanah, this year especially, when it's Kol Echad Ve'echad Be'Beisoy, Va'atam Al Teitzu Ishmi Pesach Beisoy, but we want to get and Shtel Tzu to the highest Darga of Malchus, with the Kaira and all the other different components of the Leil HaSeder, to get to that Darga of Malchus, of Ki Meitzeischa Me'eretz Mitzrayim Arenu Neflois. And there's a fascinating derher, I want to end with this, but it's a derher to understand. The Chasam Sofer writes, Chasam Sofer says, we say Holach Ma'anyo Da'chol Avasonu Ba'ara De Mitzrayim. Which matzah are we talking about? We're talking about the matzah that the Yidden ate and celebrated that year in Mitzrayim. When did they celebrate? Before Chatzos. They were still in Mitzrayim. There wasn't Yetzias Mitzrayim yet. It was before Makas Bechoris. There was a Havtocha. Moshe Rabbeinu promised them that Hashem said that this is going to be the final Makkah and then there's going to be a Yetzias Mitzrayim. But it's fascinating. Think about it. In Mitzrayim, they were celebrating the Osid. It didn't happen yet. Pesach Mitzrayim, they were celebrating something that didn't happen yet. They were celebrating what was going to be, the Yetziah that was going to be momentarily. The same thing this year. Ki Meitzeischa Me'eretz Mitzrayim Arenu Neflois. When it's a taka of Bechina of Atam Al Teitzu Ish Mipesach Beisoy, we have to be with a Maila of Bidomayich Chayi. Bidomayich means with the Koyach HaDimyon. We can all imagine with the Koyach HaDimyon, the Beis HaMikdosh, the Geula HaAsida, and Ki Meitzeischa Me'eretz Mitzrayim, just like in the time of Yetzias Mitzrayim, we celebrated the Emunah and Bitochen of the Geula that was going to be. We should be Zoicha that this year, finally, we should be Zoicha Taka to the Geula, Bidomayich Chayi. And we can end with the story of Rav Ptolemy Rupshitz when he was a small kid. He asked his father, he says at the end of the Seder, there's a pizmoin, we say, Vosikhu, Zakaihu, Chosidhu, Tohorhu. So he asked his tata, he said, if the Rabbeinu Shloilem is a Chosid, so why isn't it finally he should say, Viyatzmach Purkone, Vikorev Mishichei, we should be Zoicha Bezer Hashem.